I am here. I am so sorry about that. I said I'd be on at 2:30. Could I get Patreon to load? No, nothing from Patreon. So really sorry about that, guys. I'm here now, and I managed to download everybody's name from Patreon so that I can do the draw for the competition. I had everything else set up, you know, all the little pictures that I put up. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, then do have a look on YouTube where the original broadcast is made, and you'll see all the pictures of these amazing prizes. So welcome to the competition broadcast. Sorry for the delay. Sorry if you were delaying a meeting or delaying a run to stay and watch this. I really hope you win to make up for my tardiness. So yes, without further ado, let's just recap on what happens here. We've got tons of people watching. Ah, at least Andrea can watch. She says 3 p.m. is fine for her. That's great. Good to see you there. Tony's here as well. That's fantastic. Send me some shout outs if you want me to just pop your name up. Peter is wondering if there's any good alternatives to HR monitoring that isn't chest straps. He hates the darn things and he's not sure how accurate the watches like this are. I never use a heart rate chest strap, just FYI. It's got like a little thing to put in your wrist. You know, it's not as accurate as a chest strap, but I mean, unless you're Mo Farah or, you know, Eliud Kipchoge or one of those new marathon runners that's coming up and coming from since Sunday's race, then it doesn't really matter, does it, if it's a few beats out? So that's my verdict anyway. That's a very quick verdict. Let's just do some more shout outs. Alex K. Hi, Alex. I'm going to do you a shout out because you have just joined Patreon this month. Welcome to the gang. Sharon Richards is on a break. Oh, I hope that you're still on a break, Sharon. Tony Reeves wants to say thank you for winning last time, or was it the time before? I think it was February's competition. He won a stay 2 nights in a camper van. It is the best competition in the world. And there's only 101 patrons. There's 101 of you now. It's creeping up very slowly. So basically, if you're a patron for about a year, definitely 2 years, you definitely will win something. Most probably equal to the money that you've put into Patreon. Just saying. So yeah, it's definitely worthwhile. Tina says it's the first time she's been able to catch it. Oh, I hope you're still here, Tina. Today says he's just finished a work meeting. I hope everyone's still here. Jay Grabo, oh, I know what your name is, Jay. It's Josh. Josh Grabowski is here. You're a new patron as well. Welcome. Sean O'Keefe, Waves as well. Tina's still here. Yay. And Lisa says hi. Hi, Lisa. Kingsley says hi. Hi, Kingsley. Tadeusz is still here. Alex is still here. Yeah, right, I better get on with things, better I? Right, okay, so what I tend to do, this, just in case everybody is wondering what's going on, it's the live competition draw. Every single month we have a competition only for patrons. So if you support Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel on Patreon, you automatically get entered into this amazing competition draw to win no less than £400 worth of amazing trail and ultra running kit. So today I am going to just do some shout outs for new patrons, tell you who's going to get a buff soon because loyal patrons of a certain tier get sent a buff, and I'm going to do some shout outs of what patrons have been up to in April. Then we're going to draw the competition for April, so stay tuned, everybody. Oh, Kingsley said that his work meeting was meeting a new client for a run in the lakes. Wonderful. Oh, I would love to have your job. I think my mouse is also going to make a horrible sound, so I'm going to put it on this book. Right, okay, so new patrons, welcome to Jeff Graham, Kath Evans, Josh Grabowski, who is watching now, Caroline Moore, Alex Knight, who is also watching now, and Rich Simpson, who was a patron, and then he went to the Antarctic, amazing, and he's just come back, so he just re-signed up as a patron. He is training for the Line 300 Mile Endurance Challenge, which looks amazing. We'll have to speak to him about that in some form. We'll have to get him on for a live chat. So, if you are a patron on the £10 tier, then after 3 months loyalty, you will get a buff sent to you. A buff that looks like this. It's an actual buff from Actual Buff. Check it out, like there. And so the people who will be getting one of these this month, I'm going to be sending one to Caroline Janas. And I did have a mental block. Have I sent them to you, James Whitfield and Sharon Richards? I know Johnny Doyle has received his and he was like joined up at the same time as you. So hopefully I sent all three at the same time. I absolutely cannot remember and I haven't clicked done in Patreon. So let me know, Sharon and James, if you haven't received a buff like this from me, but you should have. I know Johnny's got his. So there's a good chance that I did do that. But don't worry, if you don't want to be a £10 a month patron, I know cost of living is very high at the moment. I just really appreciate anyone who's a patron, to be honest, at this time of this kind of financial crisis that we're in right now. So if you don't want to do that, there are these buffs you can just buy on my website. So it's wildgingerrunning.co.uk/shop. I'll put a link in the film description below. And there's a pink one. This is called Hot Pink. It's rather groovy. I am just about to send one of these to Nadia. Hello, Nadia. She's just bought one. And I'm sending you a little free gift along with that, Nadia, too. I am sending you one of these. I'll just go through the other colours. We've got an orange one, which I'm calling, I think it's Snazzy Orange. And then we've got Electric Blue. So they've got a bit of a grad on them. So they are really cool. They're 10 quid and some postage. And the next three people who buy them from my website will get one of these. So the next three people, I've got three of these left. They're coasters, wooden coasters with Wild Ginger Running burnt onto them. So if you would like a buff, then get buying immediately. And the first three, I will give you one of these. And then carry on trying because... new marketing techniques here. The 20th person to buy one of these new buffs from Wild Ginger Running will get sent this. This is my penultimate copy. I get given 6 copies of these when I wrote this book. I have got 2 left. I sort of feel like I need to keep one of my own books. Maybe they'll send me some more, but the 20th person to buy a buff, the 20th now, from like starting now after Nadia's order, they will get this book. So if you're the 20th person, I will send this to you along with your buff. So there's an incentive, if ever there was one. I wonder if it will be you. It could be you. Order your buff now. What are you waiting for? Right, so what have we been up to in April? Oh, great. James and Sharon Richards are actually watching and they have said that they have received their buffs. Thank you, guys. I really need to remember to tick things off the list. Because you just think, oh, I remember that address. You just don't, do you? You've got a million things going on in life. So, yes, what's everybody been doing? Everybody has been doing some really cool stuff, and I have just popped some really cool pictures of everybody. I'll just start off with what I have been doing because this film will be out on Monday. So I have been failing the Manx Mountain Marathon. I don't know if you follow me on social media, and I think I put a post in the Patreon group as well. I did 30k of the Manx Mountain Marathon, which is 50k, and I just been had the flu for 4 weeks to get the excuses out. I've got a toddler. I had the flu. All this business, and so I did 30k of it. So there's a film coming out on Monday about that. So I hope you'll enjoy that. But then I actually achieved something on Sunday. I did my first ever marathon. Can you believe it? I haven't done a marathon. I've done ultras, like mountain ultras, trail races, all like loads of long distance stuff. The Bob Graham Round, like 50k's all over the place. But I never run an actual marathon. Definitely not a road marathon. Would never do one of those. But this is me and my friend Janine at the Tissington Trail Marathon. It took us about 4 hours 46 minutes or something like that. I haven't run for, like, let's call it 5 hours. I haven't run ever really solidly for 5 hours before. It was really hard work, and it was kind of hard packed trails, kind of gritty, basically roads. So I think I'm going to make sure that I look at the terrain next time I book a marathon, because I definitely want some more hills. It was just a disused railway line, so it was just very gently uphill most of the way and then really nicely downhill most of the way back. So that was nice. It was a lovely course, really great organisation. First trail race, definitely amazing. But I wouldn't even call it a trail race, to be honest. It was like, it was off-road, but it wasn't really, it wasn't muddy. There was no real much not really puddles, like you could avoid all puddles. It was basically like running on a gritty road. So, but the scenery was very beautiful. But yeah, if you want to do a first trail race, then I'd definitely look at the Lakeland trails. And we have a competition to, part of the competition is to win one of those entries every single month. So next up, I've got UTS 50K. That's the Ultra Trail Snowdonia. It's part of the UTMB group. So I know other patrons will be potentially there. I know Andrew Knox is going to be there. Is anyone else going to be there? Let me know. Kat says that looked like some fierce vert too. Yeah, I'm guessing you're talking about the Manx Mountain Marathon and not the Tissington Trail. The Tissington Trail had, over the whole marathon, it had 760 metres of ascent. The Manx Mountain Marathon, by contrast, had a total of about 2,800 metres of ascent, I think, something along those lines. So yeah, it was some fierce vert. Kingsley says he's training for Race of the Stones. Awesome. Yep, long and hilly. Andrea says it sounds like the perfect marathon. No, it definitely wasn't. It just wasn't my cup of tea to actually run. I like to have hills where I can hike. So, yeah. Yeah, I need to go out and do some hill reps. So I'm hopefully doing some hill reps tomorrow with my poles, practice hiking with poles, as Mrs. Wade, my former teacher, D of E teacher in last week's live broadcast, check it out here. Let me know the time. 11:10, Mrs. Wade. So just so that I can put that up here. I always forget these. Yeah, I'll put that up in a link. She was a big fan of just like hiking with poles, determinedly. So anyway, right, let's crack on with what everyone else has been doing. So we want to put up some pictures of everyone. That was me. Right, so Sharon Richards did her first 50k ever. Woohoo! She did the Ultra X and she loved it. Here is a picture of her grinning her head off, looking amazing. Love that squat. Absolutely amazing, Sharon. Well done to you. Then Tracy Hampson did Manchester Marathon. She said she just had a chilled day. It's so funny, isn't it? Like, we're the kind of people that were like, yeah, we just did a chilled marathon. That would be quite an achievement for most people. I'm sure it was a really good day, Tracy. She's just got a new dog who she hopes is going to run with her. And next up for her is the I think she's already done, my notes are a bit confused here, the North Wales 50k on Saturday, the Coastal Path Race. So that sounds really cool. Here is a picture of her at the Manchester Marathon. Well done, Tracy. Hannah Basley, amazingly, did the PB 270, which I believe is 270 kilometres along the Pennine Bridleway. And she actually won Fastest Lady in her pair here with her friend. So she said also they were the only women to enter, but I just think you've got to be in it to win it, Hannah, and that is amazing. So congratulations, Hannah, and we'll be talking to Hannah about this on the live broadcast midday Wednesday the 10th of May, so stay tuned. So yeah, if anybody else is doing some amazing challenge, Rich Simpson, who's doing the Line 300, we're going to try and get him on as well. So yeah, if you're doing anything amazing, then do just write me a note in Patreon in the messages and we'll see if we can cover you in a live broadcast. So Kath Evans, a new patron, long-time follower on Twitter and promoter of all Vantage Running stuff. Thank you very much, Kath Evans. It has not gone unnoticed. She wants to do a shout out for the Run, Walk, Crawl community coastal races in South Wales this April, which she has been very much enjoying. Let's have a look. There she is at the race finish there. Looking fresh as a daisy, I might say. So congratulations to you. You can see some lovely sea in the distance there. So that looks an absolutely beautiful course. Well done there. Tadeusz Cantwell has done the Kippur 10k race, so let's have a look at him. There he is with his medal, a big thumbs up. It looks nice and foresty there, lovely trails. You can see the yellow of the gorse there. He's now working towards the Neen Valley Trail Races. So they're the races that I organise. There's a link in the film description below or the podcast show notes. See you all there, 3rd of June. We need to do a new patron picture, so I think there's like maybe even 10 patrons coming now, so it'll be a nice little meetup for us. Tony Reeves, who won the campervan in February, he has been coming back from an injury and he has just done the very muddy Longhorn 10K. So he's starting to feel like a runner again. This is absolutely brilliant. So almost in time. So hopefully you'll be fully recovered in time for the Nene Valley races, which I know he's signed up to again this year. And he might make us another video as well, which will be really cool. Sonia Bruce is recovering from Vienna Half Marathon. And she's now preparing for the Wings for Life run in 2 weeks. So good luck for that, Sonia. She hasn't sent a picture though. Send a picture if put any pictures if you want to put any pictures on Facebook. I can pop them up here. Dave Pollard got a PB at Manchester Marathon. Congratulations to you, Dave. And he's now getting in shape for a trip to LA. He's getting his beach body sorted there, obviously. So that is his Manchester Marathon medal there. Congratulations, David. Very well done. Kat Roberts has just done an amazing race in the Cotswolds with amazing looking food. Would you look at all the food there? All the cakes and lovely little savoury items on that table there. It looks really, really good. She said it was only 15 quid, which is amazing. She didn't give the name of the race, but it looks brilliant. Well done to you for doing that. I think she's done it 3 times. It looks brilliant. Feel free to chip in with the name of that race, Kat, and we'll all sign up for next year. And Jasper Kiernan, he won a prize in last month, I think it was, competition. He won the prize to do the Maverick Mendips 22k trail race, and he had a great time. He's just popped a picture on here. There he is, running along. Great race photography there. And he said it was very hilly and he now wants to do another Maverick event. So congratulations on that, Jasper, and great use of the prize. That's amazing. Phil Haddock has been wrecking the Bob Graham. I will see you, Phil, on the Montane Lakeland 50, I think, as well. So I hope you had a great time in the lake. Send us some photos on the Patreon Facebook group. And finally, last but not least, we have Mike Haler from the Isle of Man, who completed the Manx Mountain Marathon, the one that I went to do, and he got a PB on the course. So congratulations to you, Mike. Not only did he get a PB on the course, but he actually took me on the last part of the course that I hadn't done on race day on the Thursday. So a few days later, he was back out with me and we were jogging along that last part of the course and he showed me around and it was just brilliant. We had a fantastic day. So thank you so much for Mike for doing that. That was really, really, really nice of you and I had a great time. Fab. Kat has just said it's called the Bath Beat and it's £15 to enter. That's brilliant. Tracy has just confirmed she's taking part this coming Saturday in the North Wales 50k. Cool. Okay. Good luck for that. Brilliant. Okay. So prizes. Let's have a look at the prizes for April. So we had, the main prize is a really good bundle from Cheer Charge. So this is worth 76 quid. It's some recharge drink sachets, it's some mini flapjacks, it's protein bars, there's a bandana, there's a mug, and there's a kit bag as well. So that's all worth 76 quid. And remember, with Wild Ginger Running, you get a discount code. Actually, I think anyone can use this discount code, but it's 15% off Cheer Charge goodies, which are really, really nice. And this is the last month I'm doing this competition, so this is the last time that you get to win these. The code is WildG15. It's in the film description below. Well, it will be shortly after I finish this broadcast. So who is going to win this today? Who knows? Right, let's find out what else is in the prize draw. So we've got the ARB Escape Light Bivy worth £50. So this is a really lightweight emergency shelter. So basically it's a thin bag and sometimes, you know, you have to take an emergency, like an emergency survival bag with you. It's like this, but it's more tough, and it's slightly more breathable. And you can also use it to enhance the warmth of your traditional sleeping bag by putting it inside as well. So it's an emergency lightweight bivy, they're calling it, not just a survival bag. So it's worth £50. So somebody is going to win that today. Then from Om, love the guys at Om, love the event they do. They're doing an event on the 3rd of June. It's up in the Lake District. I think it's alongside Grassmere Events and Show. I think maybe that was last year. You'll have to check it out. But it's on the same day as the Nene Valley Trail, so a bit torn. But if you live near the lakes and you want to go to that, do some navigating, then go there. If you want to just run on like easy undulating trails and not have to navigate, then come to near Stamford, where I live, and do the Nene Valley Trails on the 3rd of June. So Oh, have given us another waste belt. So I think there's one more of these to win next month in May. We'll find out at the end of the broadcast where I tell you what's in the prize draw for May. This is worth £45. You've got a little hole for a bottle there. There's a couple of zip pockets. There's some bungee on the top so you can secure everything. But it's a waste belt and it's 6 litres big. Have also started a repair effort. So you can take your clothing and equipment into any shop and you can get it repaired. So that's really good for eco-friendliness and it's just amazing. I asked them if they could repair my Rab jacket, which is falling apart, and they said, not for everyone, but okay for you, Claire. So that's nice of them. Bit cheeky. I know, don't take them anything from anyone else. Okay, Protein Rebel is the next prize. This is called Easy Collagen. It's called Rebel Protein Rebel Run Easy Marine Collagen Powder. Now, I had not heard of this before, but this is basically 100% pure marine collagen powder in a tin. Its aim is to help runners strengthen and support those soft connective tissues, including joints, ligaments, and tendons. So it also improves the condition of your hair, skin and nails, which is obviously what we want as trail runners. Definitely want nice nails, don't we? Especially our toenails. All you have to do is mix 2 teaspoons in with your morning drink, and you should see improvements after a few weeks. So that's worth £56. You're going to get a load of these tins, whoever wins this, and that should make your joints and ligaments and connective tissues improved. How wonderful. Right, and the next prize is a Lakeland Trails race place worth up to £52. So you can choose any of the Lakeland Trails races. I love the Lakeland Trails. They're the first trail races that I did. Just highly recommend them. New and old runners, old as in experienced runners, everybody will love these races. They're just really fun, family friendly. There's like a drumming band at the start. Just move that so that having problems being in the gap there. So family friendly, drumming band at the start, and ice cream, food, stalls, real carnival atmosphere, bouncy castle for kids and not kids. And this year is their 20th year, and they are having a sustainability drive. They're doing trees, not teas, and they're doing, if you can lift share to the race, then that's obviously a great thing. And they're doing, if you sign up for 5 races of their t-shirtless races, they will give you the next event for free. So that is exciting there. So Google the Lakeland Trails and have a look at what they're doing for their sustainability drive there. Then we've got 2 race places from Maverick again. We've got the I should have put up a picture, sorry, of the Lakeland Trails races just to make it look even better. So there you go. Doesn't the scenery look beautiful? There's a lake, there's mountains, there's people enjoying themselves. It looks absolutely fantastic. There you go. So the next prize we have is the Maverick X Series in Exmoor on Saturday the 6th of May. So it's pretty soon, but there's lots of different distances that you can choose from. So there is an ultra, which is 58K. There's a long, which is a marathon. There's a half marathon, and there's a 15K along the Southwest Coast Path in Exmoor. So that's worth up to £75. Then we have another Maverick race as well. It's the original Surrey races. So that's Saturday the 13th of May, a little bit more time for that, but there's also loads of different races that you can choose from. So there's 23K, well, like half marathon, 13K and 8K around the grounds of the Edwardian country home of Polsterdon Lacey in Surrey. So that looks really good. And then we've got In the Spell of the Barclays book. This is the final prize. There's a lot of prizes. It's just surprising that these prizes only add up to £411, to be honest, because there's so many of them. This is a book called In the Spell of the Barclays, Unraveling the Mystery of the World's Toughest Ultramarathon, and it's by Mikael Pan Huysen, who is possibly a Dutch guy. I think he was Dutch or German or Swiss. Something. He was European. And that book could be yours if you win this month. So let us, without further ado, do some rolling of the all the names that are in this virtual hat here. So let's press the button. Bing! I never know if people can hear that or not. Right, the cheer charge. Cheer charge has been won by the one and only, I think she's here right now, it's Kat. It's you, Kat. You've won the cheer charge. Congratulations. That will be winging its way to you very shortly, and I hope you can use that on your next event. Well done. Then the air escape light bivy. Bing. That is gonna be Rich Simpson, new joiner. Rich Simpson, that would have come in handy in the Antarctic, wouldn't it, Rich? So congratulations to you, you've won that escape light bivy worth £50. The arm waist belt, let's see who's won that. It is Sonia Bruce. Congratulations, Sonia. Maybe you'll have it in time for your Wings for Life. That's fantastic. Okay, let's see who's won the Protein Rebel. Protein Rebel, oh, I think she's here as well. It is Sharon Richards. Sharon, you have won this Protein Rebel Run Easy Marine Collagen. This will come in handy for all your new ultra running, won't it? That's fantastic. I hope you like it, and I hope you feel some improvement in your ligaments. Right, oh, made that bigger. Let's see who's won the Lakeland Trails race this month. We're going to have one every month. I'm really excited about this prize. Okay, let's do the bing, bing. Okay, we've got James Whitfield, who I think might be watching. I think I just sent him a buff, a loyalty buff. I think that was you, James. You've also won a Lakeland Trails race place. Wow, everything is coming all at once for you. Fantastic. I hope that you, well, I'll email you and then you just choose the one that you want to do. So that's really straightforward. The Maverick series races, they're on set dates. So for like legal reasons, I do obviously have to draw and pick someone's name from the hat in this thing that spins around. But if you can't make it, don't worry, I'll do another draw and we'll find someone who can make it. And I'll pop your name in again for the next time. So you won't miss out. So let's see who has won the Exmoor series. Okay, it's looking at Caroline Janice. Congratulations, Caroline. You've won the Exmoor Maverick X Series in Exmoor Saturday, 6th of May. I'm not sure where you live, but I hope it's not too far away from you and hopefully that you can attend. Then the original Surrey is bing. That is going to be Becky McCoy. Again, don't know where you live, Becky, but hopefully you'll be able to make it down to Surrey on Saturday the 13th of May for the original Maverick Surrey races. I will be emailing you anyway so we can sort that out. Okay, next one. The last one is in the Spell of the Barclays book, and we've got here, we have got Peter Mergitz. Peter Mergitz, who... Oh, it's coming up that you're in Belgium, Peter. Congratulations, you have won this book. Maybe my Mikael Panhausen was from Belgium. Oh, I don't think he was. Anyway, that would have been a big coincidence. Cool. Okay, so that's all the prizes. Oh, so we've got... Oh, Tony says you can hear the plonks this month. Oh, good. Oh, good. It basically spins everyone's name and then it's like slowly stops on one. But it's on. It's over there. So it's just all too complicated to put that up as well. Right, so... Tony says you can hear the plonks, that's good. Ah, Kat, who is watching, says thanks so much, that's great. I love it when people are watching live when they win, because that's like, must be really exciting, mustn't it? I mean, I'd love to win a prize like that. Sharon Richards says yay, thank you as well. James W says thank you as well. Great, that is fantastic. But don't be upset, guys, if you've not won this month, there is a competition every single month. And also, remember, if you buy one of these buffs, the first three people to put their orders in will get a free coaster made of wood. Woo! So there's always that as well. Or you might be the 20th person and get the book as well. So yeah, don't lose heart if you haven't won anything this time. It's just this time. Next time, it could be you. So it could be you next time. But what is up for grabs in the May competition? So we've got loads of stuff for May. We've got £495 worth of stuff. And don't forget all those discount codes as well. There's 15% off Chia Charge. There's also that 20% off 80 Noir Ultra Dark Chocolate that we have as well. I sold all the 40% off Currans. So Currans is back to the normal price. So totally understand if you don't want to buy any because I think it's way too expensive. And don't tell them I said that. So next month, we've got tons of prizes. First, we have got an ultralight and watertight 0.9 medical kit, which is worth £50. So this is a really lightweight medical kit. It's 190 grams, designed for 1 to 4 people on trips of up to 4 days. So it's an ideal kit for like adventurers. It's waterproof, fully seam sealed, and so you just crack it open and everything will be dry inside. I would recommend like making your own, but this is a great starter. So you can add your own bits and take away the bits that you don't need. Right, now we have also the On Waist Belt, that's back, that's the final time, just May, the final time you can win this one. We've got the Lakeland Trails Race Place as well, that's going to be every single month, so that is a fantastic prize there. And we've got some really exciting race prizes as well. So we've got a Quest Stars Race Place. So Quest Stars is a adventure racing company, and they do lots of races in the series, and you run and you cycle and you kayak, and you do it in teams of I think 2 or 3. So there's a whole series there kind of all over the country, and I'm gonna be at the Cotswolds one on the 1st of July. So if you wanted to pick that one, then I can see you there, and that would be really, really nice. I'm gonna be filming that event for them. So that's the Quest Stars Race Place. So the place is worth £120, and I'm pretty sure that that's for the pair. So you can have a friend come with you. There's certain races that you can do solo as well. So we can sort that out if you win. And they're all over the country, and this is for any race that you want to do. So you've got all year to take up this race. So that is a fantastic prize worth £120. Then, do you remember Owen Everard that we had on doing the Pilates session last month? So I'll put a link up to his Pilates session here as well. 3126 OEP. I've written Owen Everard Pilates, and so he has put together a Pilates package worth £215. Isn't that really nice of him? So you will get 2 months as part of his Pilates course. So that's worth £70. You'll get 3 exercise bands. So you know those resistance bands that I was using to make the exercises harder? That's worth £15. And you'll get the back aware belt as well. So that's worth £130. And that's a product that he developed to make sure that your back isn't arching or collapsing. It's trying to get you to keep a straight back throughout all those exercises. So he's going to send all that and cover postage and everything. It's worth £215. So that seems like a really great prize, especially for anybody who's like injured. You know, that would be really good to get you back into, but get you back into running. So I think that's a fantastic prize. Then we've got a book. That's the last prize. We've got this book called, it's a Dartmoor running book. Where has it gone? Here it is. So we've got this book, Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running. It's by Colin Kirkpotter. It's worth £13, and it's a loads of published trail and fell running routes, and it's out on the 9th, on the 17th of May. So that looks like an absolutely fantastic book. Thank you so much to him for donating one to us, and that will be really, really great prize. So I need to move everything around a bit, I think, to take the photo here. But basically, these are all the prizes for next month. If you haven't won something this month, then do not worry. I'm sure you'll win something in the future. Thank you so much for being my patrons. It's really, really, really cool of you. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that you'll win something next time. Great, that's me done. And the next things that are coming up on the channel are my remember to watch my Manx Mountain Marathon epic fail on Monday. That'll be out, I think, 5 p.m, possibly later. I've put a preview on, so I'll put a link in the film description below, and you can sign up to like just there'll be a, like a live chat alongside it as well, so you can all kind of watch it together. And then, midday on Wednesday, that will be the 3rd of May, we've got Tim, our amazing coach. So Tim Piggott will be back on Wednesday, and that will be a little bit of pre-Ultra Trail Snowdonia 50K kind of motivation and final training and tapering advice from Tim. And then hopefully I'll get a film out about my packing for that race as well. And then we've got Hannah on the 10th of May at midday as well. Upcoming, we do have Damien Hall on the 18th of May. We've got John Kelly on the 24th of May. They're both talking about their Barclay Marathons experiences. And then we've got the prize draw at the end of the month as well. And then it's the Nene Valley Races on the 3rd of June. So hope to see a few more of you there. There are still some places available, so definitely sign up if you're thinking about coming down or you fancy doing some southerly trails. Cool. Okay. Thank you for watching, everybody. And thank you for being my patron. And I hope that you win next time. Bye.